You're listening to Rhema for Today.
I'm sorry to tell you, I'm sad about it, but it isn't done, because I'm believing and you're hoping there's no agreement there. Now, you see, she gave herself away by what she said. Most folks will give themselves away by what they say. Did you ever notice a lot of times, you know, on radio or TV, some tragedy happens somewhere? Or something, you know, and folks have said, as they were interviewed, I've heard them say a lot of times, well, all we can do now is just hope and pray, or pray and hope. Well, now, that's fine so far, but if they stop there, I know right then they missed it. It will not materialize. No substance will come out of it. You see, Jesus said, what things have you desire when you pray, hope that you'll receive them and you'll have them. No. Believe that you'll receive them and you'll have them.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Today you'll hear more from Kenneth E. Hagin on his teaching, Faith Fundamentals, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
Now, you've got a right to believe for a wife, all right, but I tell you, she's going to have something to do with that, too. She may have her eye on old Doodly-Dum instead of you. She looks over there and sees old Doodly-Dum, and she said, well, he's a fine-looking fella. I'm going to claim him. You're claiming her, and she's claiming him. There's no agreement there. The Bible said if two of you agree. Yeah, but I know I'm right. Well, go ahead, dummy. If you can't get her to agree, you ain't right. And if she can't get him to agree, you ain't right. You're going to have to get an agreement. Yeah, but the Lord showed me. I've heard that so much until just soon hear a donkey bray at midnight in a tin barn. Yeah, God showed me. You see, in some of these areas, you not only have to have faith, you have to have some sense. Some folks don't have either one of them. Well, listen, let's go on. What do you say? No, I know from experience that so many times, though, folks who have legitimate things to believe God for, things that the Word of God really tells them are theirs, belongs to them, that God actually wants to do for them because He's made provision for them. Now, you see, a lot of times Christians will say, well, if God wants to do it, He'll do it. Well, what if the sinner said, if God wants to save me, He'll save me? See, God doesn't work that way. I don't know why folks think when I got saved, then it's just automatic. If God wants to do it, He'll do it. It doesn't work that way. You see, God makes a provision. God gives you the promise. It's up to you then to believe it. We read the text here, one of them, without faith it's impossible to believe, to please Him. Without faith it's impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. And so things that actually belong to them, that's theirs. In praying with people so many times through the years, I've found out, and you can locate people if God doesn't show you supernaturally, it's easy to locate people, just talk to them a little bit. You'll find out exactly. A lady one time, one of my meetings at the close of the service in a church meeting, she came to me in the morning service. Usually at nighttime we get away right away, but daytime I'd stand around, talk to people, shake hands with them. And so this lady rushed up to me and said, Brother Hagin, I want you to agree with me. Well, I said, what is it you want me to agree on? Well, she said, do I have to tell you? Well, I said, certainly. Now, see, here's another place where we miss it. I said, first of all, how am I going to agree on something I don't even know what I'm agreeing on? You can't do that. That's impossible. So that's one reason it doesn't work a lot of times. And so she said, well, now my husband has a job. I just, you know, I'm a housewife. And actually, he has an adequate salary, but an emergency has arisen. She didn't say what it was. And this coming month, during this next 30 days, we need an extra $100. And I just believe that God's able to meet that need and will. It's a need. I said, sure He will. Sure He will. I wanted you to agree with me. I said, all right, let's see if I've got it right now. You want me to agree that by the next 30 days, within the next 30 days, that your husband and you will have this extra $100 in hand. That's right. That's right. I said, all right. Now then, I said, let's just join hands. And I joined hands with her. I said, now, It's not physical agreement, but this can be a sign. This can be a symbol that we're joining our spirits together to believe. Because with the heart, men believe it, see? See, it's not mental agreement. It's not physical agreement. It's spiritual agreement. And I said, you listen. You just listen to my prayer. Because if I pray and you pray out loud at the same time, I may go one direction, you may go another direction, there's no agreement there. So you listen to my prayer. See if you can agree to it. And if you agree with it, it shall be done. So I closed my eyes and said, Heavenly Father, my sister has come. She and her husband are in need of an extra $100 this week. He makes so much money on his salary, makes a good salary, adequate ordinarily, but emergency has arisen. They need this extra $100. She's come to ask me to agree with her that by the end of this 30 days, they will have the money in hand. So, in the name of Jesus, we claim this $100 within this 30-day period. In Jesus' name, it will come because we agree. Amen. Opened my eyes and looked at her and said, Sister, is it done? Is it done? See, according to the Word of God, it's done. That's what we must believe. She tuned up and began to bawl and said, Brother Hagin, I sure hope so. I hope it is. I said, well, it didn't. I'm sorry to tell you. I'm sad about it. But it isn't done. Because I'm believing and you're hoping there's no agreement there. Now, you see, she gave herself away by what she said. Most folks will give themselves away by what they say. Did you ever notice a lot of times, you know, on radio or TV, some tragedy happened somewhere and folks have said, as they were interviewed, I've heard them say a lot of times, well, all we can do now is just hope and pray, or pray and hope. Well, now, that's fine so far, but if they stop there, I know right then they've missed it. It will not materialize. No substance will come out of it. You see, Jesus said, what things have you desire when you pray? Hope that you'll receive them and you'll have them. No, no, no. Believe that you'll receive them and you'll have them. Jesus said again, in all things. How many things?
All.
How many?
All.
And in all things. Everybody say all things.
All things.
Whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. Man, if he had just said hoping, we'd all had it made automatically. Because it's a natural thing to do to hope. That's a natural thing. See? And all things, whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, hoping, you shall receive. If he'd have just said that, we would have all had it made. But that's not what he said. And all things, whatsoever you ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive. Now, I know from experience, that's the reason you have to keep teaching the same thing over and 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 over again. Same thing. Now, I tell this story quite frequently. During World War II, travel was restricted. I was pastor part of the time, then I was evangelist part of the time. As a pastor, you see, gasoline was rationed. And as a pastor, you could get what they call a C book. You got more stamps, more coupons to buy gas. But the government didn't recognize evangelists, so they didn't give you any. You just had an A book. It didn't last long. But pastors were necessary, you see, evangelists weren't. The Bible speaks of evangelists just as much as it speaks of pastors, doesn't it? And they're an important ministry gift, praise God. But anyway, the government didn't recognize them. So, you see, when I quit pastoring, I had to surrender my C book. But nonetheless, while I was pastoring, because travel, like I said, was restricted, three of we churches got together and we called the same evangelist. It helped him, you see. Actually, he rode a bus to get there, to the first place. And then when he had finished preaching where it was, the other pastor went and got him, brought him to his church. When he finished the meeting there, I went and got him because we pastors, like I said, had a C book. And I went and got him and brought him to my church. Now, my church to the furthest church was 35 miles away. Another church then was 10 miles back toward me. In other words, 10 miles from the other town, 25 miles from me. Well, we didn't go a lot, but one time while he was at the first church, 35 miles away, one night we went, my wife and I and several from our church. We just went that one night. We would have gone visit other time. Now you don't mind driving 35 miles because you'd get gasoline, but you know you couldn't then during the war. So we went and visited that meeting. Well, of course, the pastor called me on the platform, you know, and, And then the same night, people from this other church that he's going to, 10 miles away, they were there. And this pastor that we're visiting, he asked the song leader from the other church to sing a special, because he's not only a song leader and directed congregational singing, but he also sang special songs. So he sang a special song. The pastor got up and took a text and preached, the evangelist, and preached a sermon. Well, when that meeting was over, that pastor went and got him, took him over to his place, 25 miles from us, and we went down one night during the meeting. Meeting was about 2 weeks. We went down and visited there one night. Pastor invited me on the platform, had me to say a few words. And while I'm sitting here by the pastor, and this song leader is up leading singing, I said to the pastor, is Brother Scott going to sing that? Yeah, he said he's going to sing a special. Well, I said, have him to sing, and I mentioned this same song that he sung over to a place, one of my favorites, you see. That is, of the songs that he sang. It's one of my favorites.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Kenneth Hagin's book, Overflow, Living Above Life's Limits. Next is Lynette Hagin's CDs entitled, Defeating Satan's Strategies Through Prayer. Also, Kenneth E. Hagin's mini book, A Better Covenant. These items are for the special price of only $18. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org, rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
We are accepting applications for Rhema Bible Training College.
Yes.
For the fall semester. I can't believe that it will be here just pretty soon.
No, I can't either.
Yes, exciting things are happening at Rhema. We have students that are so excited about God.
Yes.
Talking about, you know, training to fulfill the destiny that God has for them.
Yes.
Yeah, and so...
And not all of them will go behind the pulpit.
No.
But they will go into other areas. In fact, we've had Rhema graduates.
Yes.
That have been in the state senate and the state.
Yes.
Legislature. And
doctors,
lawyers.
Yes.
Mechanics, IT people.
That's,
I mean,
right.
God wants people in every walk of life. Let me say it this way. I had to think about it a minute.
Yes.
You can minister to people that will never hear a message, but because of the way you live, they can ask questions and you can answer those.
Yes.
You can lead them to Christ, you right
know,
there.
You know, honey, I was thinking about, there was actually a student, and he's, but this was before he became a student. He's graduating now. But he asked his dad, who is also a Rhema graduate,
yeah,
very successful in business. And so he said to his dad, Dad, you know, what has helped you to be successful in your business more than anything else?
Yes.
And you know what his dad said? His dad said, I went to Rhema Bible Training College.
Yeah.
He said, you know, what I learned there has helped me in business more than anything else.
If you'd like to know anything about Rhema Bible Training College, just go to rbtc.org/apply, and all the information is there.
Monday on Rhema for Today, we'll continue Kenneth E. Hagin's life-changing teaching. That's next time on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.